Okay, today is June 20, 2005, interviewing myself. Hey, so Travis, how you doing? Oh, I'm okay. How's your music coming along? Oh, TripleCack's pretty good. Best thing about it, I think, is the website. Oh, really? How about the music? Music's okay, I'm just chugging along, making lots of albums. Just last Wednesday, I finished another one. Number 4 for the year so far. 4, wow. That's a lot of songs. Yeah, it's a lot of songs. Are they any good? The songs or the albums? Well, I would say that on each album there's a few moments that are good, but so far there's not a whole lot of songs that are good the whole way through. There's maybe one or two exceptions that I can think of. Actually, there's only one exception that I can think of, and that's called Trail Running. Oh, really? Tell me about that. That's something I recorded sort of as a joke. I was making fun of electronic music, dance music. And I recorded that in 2001, December. For some reason, it just seems like a focus song compared to my other stuff. And I like it. I really do. It's probably my favorite. I think it's the most polished song that I have recently. Polished, eh? What about your other songs? Do they need more polish? Yes, I think they need more polish to be good. Like right now, they're pretty crummy. Oh, really? What does it take to give them more polish? Probably more time. But I'll tell you something. What I like about TripleCack is the fact that I'm making a lot of music. I've been recording about 5 albums per year since 2002. So this is, what, my 4th year of recording at least 5 albums, you know? That's a lot. That's more than I've ever done in my life. Most of the recorded TripleCack material is since I came to Bellingham, which was in 2001. Which is amazing because I had been recording music prior to that, my old setup, since 1991. A decade. I've recorded much more in 5 years than I did in the previous 10. Even though back then, I consider that the height of my musical creativity, whatever. Ah, so you're making lots of music, but you're not at the height of your creativity. That's a good way to put it. I am very quantity over quality these days. Oh, okay, well. Is that something that bothers you? In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, how many albums am I going to make before I actually create another song that I like? On the other hand, I'm kind of proud to release so many albums, and I feel like if I move fast, like I am doing, I usually spend 3 or 4 hours per song. Wow, that's fast. I feel like if I can keep on moving fast, then chances are I'm going to get lucky. I'm going to find some template, you know, some formula, either as far as the habits of music creating go, like do I write the lyrics first, do I do the music first, do I do the drums first, the bass, what? That's a behavioral template. Ugh, I'm sorry, I don't want to get too geeky, but that's a habitual template, let's put it. And another type of template would be an instrumentation template. That would be the sort of sounds that you use. I use MIDI for just about everything. I use guitar sometimes and voice for maybe 1 or 2 songs per album. But vast majority of the notes that you hear are MIDI. And my Triton keyboard is what is generating the sounds. So I'm dealing with like fake bass. Okay, I understand. Anyway, by moving quickly, I think I'll have a song and it will have something a little bit different from other songs. Or have a nice solo in it. Or a really nice groove. Or the mix will be good. And I know it's sort of sloppy what I'm doing. Just record quick. But I'm getting nice moments every once in a while. Moments where I listen to it and it consistently makes me think, yeah, that's good music. Those moments usually don't last more than a few seconds. Maybe a minute. But certainly not for the duration of a song. And my hope is that I find some way to get those moments to stretch out last a song. Now, I don't know if those moments are good simply because they're cheap, they're easy. If all it is a solo, then there doesn't have to be any particular plot to it. There doesn't have to be a memorable melody or like a chord progression or any sort of overall strategy or structure to those series of notes. It's just winging it. And it could be that in order for a song in itself to be good, you need to be able to deal with song structure, song strategy, in other words, composition. What I haven't been doing recently is composition. It's usually just throwing together a bunch of notes and looping them, adding more instruments, and that's what I've been calling making a song. Is it writing music? Well, it's writing in the sense that, I don't know, I'm sketching by cutting and pasting loops around, but it's not writing in the sense that there's no sheet music in the process. There is no real intention to strategize. It's really just play a groove. Boom, ba-da-da-doo-boom, da-da-da-boom, boom, da-da-da-boom, boom, da-da-da-boom, and then add some drums to it. Boom, da-da-da-boom, boom, ba-ba-da-boom, boom, ba-ba-da-boom, boom. Okay, and then add organ. Boom, that was pretty bad. So what I would do is sometimes I would keep that really loud and just plow through the song, ending up with a sub-good song. In other words, end up with a crummy song because I was too lazy or paranoid or whatever, too weak to get rid of the ding, even though that element needed to be excised in order for the song to be good. Sometimes, however, I will delete the ding, and I'll add something a little bit more music. So ready, 1, 2, 3, 4, anyway, you get the picture. The bottom line is that I don't remember.